Hello, everyone. I am coming at you today with a brand new concept, a brand new idea called the Minisode. So essentially, it looks like this. Instead of me taking a big chunk of time interviewing someone, bring a guest on the show, it's some random thoughts and rants and just feelings that I'm having in regards to talent acquisition. And so we'll see how it goes. Without further ado, here's the first ever TRN Minisode. Hope you enjoy. One of the things I thought about today that really, I think, motivated me to do this was some thoughts I was having on the role of, the recruiter and how people perceive themselves as talent acquisition professionals. Because I think there's something to be learned. I have learned through my time. I have learned through some very hard lessons. If you have some time, you want to buy me a beer, I'll walk you through all of it. But I will tell you this. I have learned some very hard lessons. Some lessons about balancing humility with confidence. I think your great recruiter has an incredible balance between confidence and humility. And here's what I mean by that. I think it's important that everyone, regardless of what role they play in any organization, has to have a growth mindset. So what is a growth mindset? A growth mindset means that you are always open to the idea that you don't know everything, that you're always getting better. You're always looking to improve. You seek feedback. You take feedback. You take input. You take that feedback. You process it. You synthesize it. And you turn it into actionable items to make yourself better. That's what that means. I think it's really easy to fall into one of two traps. One, you close your mind off because you think you know everything. Right? I've been doing this for a long time. I'm an expert in my field. I really understand how this all works. I have a long list of achievements and accomplishments. Great. The world changes. Every single day it changes. The labor market changes. Candidate expectations change. How are you changing? How are you evolving with it? And one of the things that I love about recruiting is that as much as you think you have it figured out and as good at it as you might be, you're not perfect. There's always opportunity to get better. So where is that growth mindset? Where is that open-minded approach? You are constantly investing in your own professional and personal development. Where is that? And where does that come from? Right? I think that's important. But with that said, let me say this. Recruiting is hard. Okay, I don't care what anybody says. I know that everybody in any organization has an opinion about recruiting and talent acquisition. It's easy. You're giving away jobs. How hard can it be? Everybody's an expert. It's really, really easy to be an expert when you come from a place of ignorance. And I think we all know that. This job is way harder than anybody gives it credit for. You will hear 20 no's for every yes that you receive. You are dealing with the most volatile product on the planet, and that is other human beings. There are factors that are out of your control. You don't control what a hiring manager says in an interview. You don't control what a hiring manager says in an interview. You don't control what a candidate says in an interview. You don't control the personal things that come up in a candidate's life that change their outlook and their view and their approach to the whole talent acquisition, recruiting, hiring process. You don't control those things. And so there are times when you can very easily feel beat down, right? Because everybody's an expert. Everybody has an opinion. Everyone will tell you that you are not doing as well as they think you should be doing. And you're going to face adversity all the time. All the time, you're going to face adversity. So here's where the other part of that equation comes in. How do you balance that? So as much as you need to be humble, and you need to learn, and you need to be open to feedback and other ideas, input from other people. As much as that happens, you got to have a little bit of swag. You got to have a little bit of swagger. You got to have a little bit of self-confidence and understand that there are going to be a lot of things that come your way. A lot of things are going to challenge you. You're going to face adversity on a daily basis. You're going to face people that think they know more than you. You're going to face circumstances that really, really challenge your belief in yourself. Now, while we need to be open to those circumstances and understand that they are learning opportunities, they are opportunities for us to gather additional information, take that information, synthesize it, and make ourselves better the next time around. The thing we can't do is lose confidence in ourselves. We are the experts. That doesn't mean we're perfect. That doesn't mean we do everything right. But we live this. We breathe this. This is what we do for a living. This is our career. We have committed ourselves to this. And if nothing else, we know that we love what we do. I mean, if you're a good recruiter, you have a certain amount of passion for what you do. You love what you do. You love the joy that comes out of getting that acceptance from a candidate, because you know that you haven't just impacted the success of your organization, but you've also impacted the life of that individual and their family in a very positive way, at least if you're working for the right place. And if you can't feel like that when you place someone, then I would encourage you to look for somewhere else to work, in all honesty. Like, you have to, there has to be something where you are very people-centered, because that's where the real joy comes from, right? You get beat down, you get beat down, you get beat down, you face adversity, you get kicked in the teeth, all these things happen, then you get that big win. And it makes it all worth it, because it's not just a win for your organization. Yes, your organization is getting a top-notch, highly talented person to fill a role within your company, but you are making an impact on that individual's life. If you're doing it right, you have set them up for success by giving them an opportunity to flourish and thrive within a company that will give them all the opportunity they could ever want, that fits within their own personal values, their own ideas of what culture should be like, right? You're a matchmaker, and you've made a good match. You've got a company that cares about them. They care about the company. You win. The company wins. That candidate wins. Everybody wins. That's what you're striving for. And that's a very rewarding feeling. And that's the feeling that you should be striving for every single time you work on a role. And you have to be resilient while you're doing that. Not everyone is going to believe. You're going to face adversity. But again, you have to have this certain level of self-confidence, this swagger, that knows, yeah, I'm going to face that. I'm going to get kicked in the teeth. It's going to hurt. I'm going to have bad days. Things are going to be weird, but I'm going to win. At the end of the day, I'm going to win. And when I win, the company wins. And when I win, the candidate wins. And when I win, everybody's better for it. So I think if I were to summarize, I would say, so don't, listen, it's a tough job. It can be draining. There's burnout. There's pressure. You got to deal with a lot of stuff from a lot of people. And you can't ignore all of that stuff. You have to be open-minded. You have to have that growth mindset. You have to have the ability to take feedback, process it, understand it, turn it into actionable items, and make yourself better. But at the same time, you can't let it beat you down. There's got to be this little nugget inside of you, this little piece of you that says, hey, I am not going to fail. I am going to win. I'm going to face this adversity. I'm going to get kicked in the teeth. And at the end of the day, I'm still going to win. Balance, humility, growth, and swagger. That's my message to you. So thank you for listening to this mini-sode. I'm kind of trying to mix these things in, right? I have guests and we're talking about topics, but I think the mini-episode thing is a way for me to just take thoughts that are on my mind and share them with you. Please, if you have an opportunity, share with me. Like, what did you think about what I had to say? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you think I'm an idiot? I mean, honestly, I would love your feedback, your input. And if you have something that you are passionate about and you would like an opportunity to share it, the Recruiting Nerd Podcast is an open forum. It's for all people that do what we do for a living. So if you really feel like you have something to say, come on the show. Shoot me an email. Let's hook up. Let's talk. Let's chat. We'll record it. We'll get on the internet. Everything's fine. But I think there's a lot of people out there that want to hear what it means or want to hear about what we do because it's an important thing. So let's share. Let's spread the love. Let's do what we do. Well, thank you for listening. I appreciate you greatly. Again, you can support me by checking out therecruitingnerd.com. And as always, you know the story. Much love.
Bye.